I have not the remember to have proved, to have proved a special sensation. But the doctor gave to me an explanation, and I am agree with him. He said that an artist lives always in the imagination, so the barrier between the sensorial reality as his imagination is very vague. No?
Yes.
An artist is always here and there, continue. Yeah. So this kind of experiment give much more strong result with, now I say a stupid definition, I say normal people,
yes.
You know? I mean, people who are stronger than barrier of, about the conscience and the unconscious. Yeah. So this kind of drug really open a door in a different dimension. But an artist is, this kind of door are always open. Anyway, I remember that I have some exaltation about color. Colors, they come to me. I see color not like they are normally, you know. We see colors in the object, you know.
Yeah.
We see objects who are colored.
Yes.
In that case, I saw the color just like they are, detached from the object, you know. I had for the first time the feeling of what, of the presence of the color in a detached way. It is difficult
But this did affect Giulietta.
What?
It affected the
Giulietta. Yes, in a certain sense, it affected the picture that I have done.
He compared his own single experience with the kind of perception Aldous Huxley, after taking a course of these drugs, described in a book called The Door of Perception.
Taking this drug, LSD-25, reality becomes objective. So reality is innocence, is pure, and is of divine beauty. In the same moment that the reality becomes to you in this divine beauty, there is also the rovesciamento. There is also the other side.
Yes.
Reality is just of divine beauty because we don't give any meaning to them. So is innocence. But in the same moment, to don't give meaning to the reality means that you don't understand no more reality. And reality can appear also like a monstrum, things without any meaning. So there is, you can become a saint or you can become a crazy man.
Per rientrare i ragazzi in aula, ieri la ministra Azzolina ha detto siamo pronti a tutti gli scenari, anche a quello di che tutto ritorni, se i contagi lo permetteranno, che tutto ritorni a com'era la scuola a febbraio. Però se così non fosse, ha ipotizzato dei divisori in plexiglass tra i banchi, delle divisori al posto delle mascherine, tutte variabili da adattare rispetto a come evolverà la situazione, ma da cominciare.